Coach, you want to, well, what's your thoughts after that one?
I mean, Eric was pretty dominant out there. I mean, that's the one key you can take away from today's game. I think he had 12 strikeouts.
Yep.
And he had 70 pitches, 52 or 54 were strikes.
Right.
So that's a great ratio. And he you know, early on we were debating, you know, do you know, start establishing the curveball after that. But, I mean, they never adjusted to the fastball, and he did a nice job. And, you know, usually you don't like to pipe that many of them, but, I mean, they just didn't adjust very well, and he did a fine job on that. And we were opportunistic, you know, when we had that, when the kid was off the bag. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up scoring 6 runs after that. And then we had some good barrels that got caught, too. So the boys did a nice job.
Yeah. No, a couple of good points there that I wanted to point out, maybe add to, is one, just throwing strikes and getting ahead in the count. And that's something that Eric did very well today.
Yeah.
And then the second part, too, is you were talking about maybe establishing the curveball. But sometimes you overthink yourself on the mound and at the plate and that type of stuff. And he kept it simple and stayed with what was working, and he really did a nice job.
Well, and that's early on, they had those runners, and he was doing that, and they were still behind on everything else. And I said, no, we got to go back. We just establish it, like you said. You know, the best pitch in baseball is to make an 0-1 fastball a strike. You get ahead of that hitter, and then you can deal with it. But he did a nice job establishing the fastball, and his location was very good, low on the corners. We moved him in and out more than off speed, so he did a nice job.
Your lineup right now looks like everybody's seeing the ball really well, 1 through 9. You wanna talk about their effort?
Yeah, and usually, the lower level you go, your 1, 2, 3, 4 hitters are always going to be, your top hitters. But in this situation, all of our hitters are seeing the ball really well. You know, our 1, 2, 3, 4 are doing their job, what they should be doing. But then you also have, your 5, 6, 7, 8, and even 9 hitters. So, I mean, everybody's getting on, and we're turning that lineup over, which is key. And we were opportunistic today. I think we had 3 infield singles that were just, you couldn't have rolled them out there better. And then JP had that one up the middle, where they had a hard time corralling that. That led to a run, too. So anytime that you can take, full swings and you get 4 hits out of it and the ball doesn't leave the infield, you're either fortunate or very lucky.
Obviously very confident going in tomorrow. You're in the driver's seat. It's a good feeling. As I said, I've been there. But what was the message to the guys? Obviously, you can't get too far ahead of yourself.
Job's
right now,
not
right?
Done. Yeah. The job's not done, and you know how it is. I told the boys, I said, a few years ago we played a team in pool play. We beat them 19-1, and they came back and bit us.
Yeah.
And you know how it is. And like you said, sometimes you lose that momentum, and you can't get it back.
Right.
And then you're just buried. And so they've been really focused about, I think I was saying that about 10, 11 games ago, we had that loss. And I said, guys, you really have about 8 games left in your season. I said, let's go 8-0. And I know you don't always want to look forward to the next one, but, we got shut out down there 1-0 by a good solid pitcher.
Right. Yep.
But we were there right to the end. And the boys have been really focused since that period of time. And they've been playing real well.
The other thing you look at when you get late in a tournament is and we've been talking about all day, is with the pitch count and that type of stuff. Who's available? What's
We're pretty solid, Coach. We got Dakota, who's throwing really well for us. We got Parker Mackey, we got Hogan Nimitz, we got JP behind there. So we have plenty of arms left. I was stating earlier in the year, I said I've got more arms and more catchers than I've ever had, and that can make a that's why we could run with Eric in this game,
right.
And that's why we could run earlier with Wink.
Right.
Would you like to have Wink in the finals? Yeah, absolutely. But you got to get there too, and that's why we wanted to get there without having to play those extra games. And so if we can do that, and our defense is usually pretty good. We're going to play good, solid defense. We had a clanker today off a glove and something stupid. But in general, we're not going to give up that 5, 6, 7 run inning anymore, hopefully. Knock on wood for tomorrow. But, you might give up the 1 or 2 runs that are unearned. But in general, we've done a good job doing that.
Can you spill the beans on who's getting the ball to start tomorrow? Or are you
we got a lot of arms.
Close to the
we got
best?
A lot of arms.
Not going to give anything up.
We got a lot of arms out there.
Well, good. Hey, man, best of luck to you. Like I said, it's a good feeling to be this close, but you got to finish the job, like you said.
Like you said, you got to. I said you got to put your foot on their throat and you got to keep it on there. And that's what you got to do.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yep.
So like I said, best of luck to you.
Thanks, Coach, for everything. I appreciate everything. The